You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, B&B fans. It's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and yep, I really, really thought Hope was finally gonna say yes, and she said no. So I was wrong, and that's okay. That's okay. But she also said something that should have given Thomas some hope for the future, no pun intended. But he seems broken at this point after the most recent episode. You know, I don't always agree with Steffi Forster, but in this case, I do. I think Thomas should walk away from Hope right now, and I'm going to give you 5 reasons why he should turn in the other direction and not look back. Before I dig into those, please subscribe if you haven't. Now, let's talk about it. So, the very first reason I think Thomas should just walk away from Hope is Hope needs time, and Thomas should give it to her. He should give her time in abundance. So she asked for time. She asked for it quite a while back, and he kept reproposing. And I did not agree with any of the reproposing, not really. I think he needs to respect what she's saying, but I also don't think he should let Hope have her cake and eat it too, you know? And to that extent, I do think Steffi's right, and Hope is using Thomas. She lusted after him for months while she was married to Liam. Thomas had no idea that was happening in her head, that dirty movie in her head all the time. And then she initiated things with him in Italy, pretty much wrecked her own marriage, although her marriage did have some problems. And then she couldn't wait to rip off her wedding ring, rip off Thomas's clothes, and get in bed with him. There was no downtime for her to process the end of her marriage, and that was her choice, and so it's her fault. She should have never gone to Thomas and jumped his bones right after Liam said our marriage is over. She should have been more thoughtful, worked through things, you know, made everything legal, let herself grieve, and then pursue whatever she wanted to with Thomas. So in that regard, I think he needs to give her time. I think he needs to give her a lot of time without him there to cushion the fall or make things easier on her. She needs to do the work. She insisted it was her about herself and not him. All right, so let her go do the work. Let her go. All right, the second reason I think that Thomas needs to walk away is Hope is being selfish. So I think he should just let her see how it goes. Hope told Thomas she just got out of a marriage. She needs to focus on herself, her kids, her career. Well, hello, Miss Thing. You're the one that decided to get into Thomas's bed while your marriage bed was still warm, before papers were ever drawn up for her and Liam to split. Remember, when she came to Thomas that night, he told her no, that she was still married. It was too soon. And she took that ring off and insisted they do the deed. She was the aggressor and the initiator. And as they talked about recently, she's had Thomas around Beth. She talked to her mom about how good Thomas was with Beth. And so, you know, and of course, he's always around their son. And as for Hope's career, well, I don't think she'd have one without Thomas, because he came back in and saved her line after he was fired and Eric and Zenday tanked the next collection. So all that stuff that Hope is talking about focusing on is stuff that she already involved Thomas deeply in. I don't see her doing any of this alone. She hasn't been. He's there either supporting her or enabling her, depending on how you choose to see it. So I kind of think she's not seeing things clearly, or she's in denial. So yeah, I think Thomas needs to back off. Let her see how it is to do the kids, the career, do all that without him there helping her, cheerleading her, supporting her. Let her try it on her own. Go right ahead. The third reason I think he needs to walk away is Hope may never commit to him, so he should stop before it gets any deeper. According to Liam and Steffi and Brooke, Hope and Thomas do not belong together. And, you know, Xander Avant's in that chorus. Finn's in that chorus. Steffi is certain Hope will never give Thomas what he wants or what he needs, a happily ever after. Steffi thinks he should walk away now before he gets hurt worse. And I don't know if Steffi's wrong. I'm leaning towards thinking she might be right about this. Basically, I think Hope wants to get the milk for free without buying the cow. I mean, he's not a cow. Thomas is more of a stud, but I don't have a metaphor with it being a male giving it away for free. If Hope is indeed never going to put his ring on her finger and walk down the aisle, and that's what he wants, then they're at an impasse. I think Thomas walking away from Hope now will save him from heartache. I mean, I do think he loves her sincerely, and I don't think he's obsessing. I just think he's thoroughly smitten. When she told him no, he was crushed. He seems distraught. I think he needs time to get his head together, away from her, lick his wounds, and maybe rethink whether she's what's good for him. I think he is good for her. I don't know if she's good for him. You know, people love heroin. I mean, they really love it and they'll do anything for it, but it's killing them. And Liam and Steffi just discussed that Hope and Steffi, that Hope and Thomas are toxic together. So while he may love her, like junkies love heroin, maybe she's just killing him. All right. The fourth reason Thomas should walk away from Hope is that I think he needs to give her what she's asking for. Hope made it clear from the first proposal she wasn't ready to say yes. She wasn't ready to think about getting remarried, and he kept asking. He has no chill. He wants that ring on her finger, and he wants their life moving forward. Clearly, she's just not there yet. She told him she'd let him know, but he didn't wait. So I think this whole thing is also on him for jumping the gun. She said she'd let him know, and she hasn't given him any sign that she was ready to get another proposal. So I was frankly stunned when he did it again. But I also agree with Steffi that Hope wearing that ring, even on a necklace, was giving Thomas false hope. Thomas needs to just walk away. That's what I think. And he needs to let her figure it out. You know, that saying, if you love something, set it free. If it comes back, it's yours. If not, it was never meant to be. I think that's very apt for this situation. And last, I think Thomas should just walk away from Hope and let her see what life is like without his love, his time, and his attention. So the main reason I think Thomas needs to walk away first is that so she doesn't hurt his feelings more, as I mentioned before, but really so he can let her see, this was your life before me, this is your life after me. Here's what life was like with me there, loving and supporting you, being there for you, your kids, you know, making your fashion line a success, giving you unconditional love and really smoking hot sex. And this is life without me. You in your little cabin alone, no hot sex, nobody warming your sheets or your heart, no one to help with the kids. Maybe he should even step away from Hope for the future, put another designer working with her. Let Hope experience a Thomas-free life. And if she can live with it, and if that's, you know, her comfort zone, then that's the final answer. That's the answer that he needs to know. That's the answer she needs to know. But I tend to think if Thomas walks away from her, she will see that not only does she need him, but she wants him and she enjoys him and she can't imagine life without him. I mean, as distraught as Thomas was when she said no, Hope was equally distraught when he walked away without a backwards glance after she hurt his feelings. She was bawling. What I thought was interesting was she finally said, I love you, Thomas. And that didn't even stop him from walking away, because words are one thing, actions are another. And I think her actions already showed Thomas she loved him. So the words out of her mouth were less important. I know a ton of people here in the comments and on Soap social media keep saying she doesn't love him because she hasn't said it out loud. I think, me personally, just my opinion, I think she's loved him for a while, but she was scared to say the words for a variety of reasons. And then today she said the words because something scared her more, the idea of losing him. And then he did walk out. I think he should keep on walking. Let her see what a no Thomas life looks and feels like. Surely Brooke will encourage her to just let him walk away. You know, Steffi and Hope go to war in the last two episodes of this week before the 2-day March Madness preemption on Thursday and Friday. And I think Steffi is going to tell Hope, leave my brother alone, you know, back off. You're bad for him. And, you know, that ultimatum might actually bring Hope back around because she's not going to do anything that Steffi tells her to do. And if Steffi says, leave my brother alone, maybe that will change her mind on the proposal. In the end, I do think Thomas and Hope are far from done, but I actually think it would be good for both of them if Thomas bailed right now and walked away and just kind of see what happens. Let me know what you think. Please click subscribe if you haven't already. Definitely drop your comments and come back soon. And as always, it's Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.